Welcome back, listeners, and thank you guys for tuning back into your favorite podcast, the podcast that leaves you at the edge of your seat, the podcast that keeps your mind focused, cool, and intellectually in style. And in today's episode, we are going to be discussing something that is very important, something that needs awareness raised, because if we raise awareness, we shall save lives. And that subject matter, folks, is none other than depression. Depression is so easy to walk into. It's easy as walking into a door if you're not looking. It's as easy as opening a door and being stuck in a room that you do not want to be in. And just a quick classification of depression. Depression is classified by the WHO as a mental health disorder. And so the purpose of this episode is to raise awareness of depression and suicide in hopes of lowering statistical numbers, preserving lives, and bringing people out of that dark state of mind into the lighter state of mind. So I hope you guys all enjoy this episode. Take it to light, share it with your friends, and I hope it uplifts your souls if you guys are down. And I hope my words keep living with you guys and keep you guys living. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the Molecule Events. If you guys don't know about them, they're a small or musical organization that are promoting DJs, which I think is really cool. They have events every other Saturday. You just have to follow them to find out on their Instagram page. Look them up, hit them up, follow them for future scheduling events. You guys will not be disappointed. So I will stop blabbering and get to this episode. Hope to see you guys on the other side. Hope you guys enjoy. See you guys soon. Depression is a common illness worldwide, with an estimated 3.8% of the population affected, including 5% among adults and 5.7% among adults older than 60. Approximately 280 million people in the world have depression. Depression is different from usual mood fluctuations and short-lived emotional responses to challenges in everyday life. Especially when recurrent and with moderate or severe intensity, depression may become a serious health condition. It can cause the affected person to suffer greatly and function poorly at work, at school, and in the family. At its worst, depression can lead to suicide. Over 700,000 people die to suicide every year. Suicide is the fourth leading cause of death in 15 to 29 year olds. Although there are known effective treatments for mental disorders, more than 75% of people in low and middle income countries receive no treatment. Barriers to effective care include a lack of resources, lack of trained healthcare providers, and social stigma associated with mental disorders. In countries of all income levels, people who experience depression are often not correctly diagnosed, and others who do not have the disorder are often misdiagnosed and prescribed antidepressants. During a depressive episode, a person experiences depressed mood or a loss of pleasure or interest in activities for most of the day, nearly every day, for at least 2 weeks. Several other symptoms are also present, which may include poor concentration, feelings of excessive guilt or low self-worth, hopelessness about the future, thoughts about dying or suicide, disrupted sleep, changes in appetite or weight, and feeling especially tired or low in energy. In some cultural contexts, some people may express their mood changes more readily in the form of bodily symptoms. Yet, these physical symptoms are not due to another medical condition. During a depressive episode, a person experiences significant difficulty in personal, family, social, educational, occupational, and other important areas of functioning. A depressive episode can be categorized as mild, moderate, or severe, depending on the number of severity of symptoms, as well as the impact on the individual's functioning. Depression results from a complex interaction of social, psychological, and biological factors. People who have gone through adverse life events are more likely to develop depression. Depression can, in turn, lead to more stress and dysfunction and worsen the affected person's life situation and the depression itself. There are interrelationships between depression and physical health. For example, cardiovascular disease can lead to depression and vice versa. Prevention programs have been shown to reduce depression. Effective community approaches to prevent depression include school-based programs to enhance a pattern of positive coping in children and adolescents. Interventions for parents of children with behavioral problems may reduce parental depressive symptoms and improve outcomes for their children. Exercise programs for older persons can also be effective in depression prevention. So in this episode, we managed to briefly discuss what depression is, how it affects individuals that are being affected by depression, and some ways to combat depression. But I also wanted to add in that if you or someone you know are experiencing depression, that it's not the end of the world. Something I heard over TikTok was this man asking two individuals a question, which went something like this. The man said, "If I gave you $1 million, how would you feel right now?" And one of the individuals that was asked the question said, "Man, I feel great." And the man asks, "So you wouldn't have a bad day? You wouldn't have no reason to be mad?" The individual quickly responds and says, "No, I'd have $1 million in my pocket. You know, I'd be happy. I wouldn't be mad about anything. I just got $1 million for doing absolutely nothing." And the man then asks him, "So what if I gave you $10 million, but I said I'd need to kill you? How would you feel then? Would you take the money?" And the individual responds and says, "No." And the man asks, "Why? I mean, I'll be giving you $10 million for doing absolutely nothing, as opposed to $1 million. But you'd gladly take the $1 million. But when it comes to the $10 million, you don't want to take it. Why is that?" And the individual responds, "Because my life is more valuable than $10 million. And so the man quickly states, "Then why the hell don't we wake up that way every single day? You know, like, cherishing our lives. Because that's the way we should be cherishing our lives. Because our lives there's no price tag on what our lives are. You know, our lives are priceless. And there should never be an individual that feels like hopeless, because there's just different paths in life that people take. And some paths take longer than other paths, but it's not always a dark path. You just have to wait it out. You have to have patience. You have to have that will to survive and keep pushing, because things will eventually get better. And the only person that can make that happen is yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You got to trust in your environment. And you got to trust that everything will be okay. So if you or somebody you know are experiencing depression, just know that it's not always going to be there. You know, it takes a little bit of work, a little bit of sweat, probably a lot of tears. But it's manageable, it's doable. So never give up. Talk to your family, surround yourself around people that love you, because those are the most effective ways to go about handling this. I know that, you know, if you get, you know, classified as clinically depressed, they want to start giving you all these antidepressants and stuff. I feel like those work, but then they don't. They always end up making the situation worse. I feel like the best medication is being surrounded by the people that love you. Talk it out. Don't keep it secret. And it'll all work out in the end. So make sure to follow us on our Instagram page if you guys haven't done so already. If you guys like this episode, make sure to share it. And I hope you guys liked it.